You're listening to NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD. On this episode, we'll hear from Dr. Monica Maria Diaz, who's an assistant professor of neurology at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine, about the effects of climate change on neurologic infections, which is the topic of her session at the 2024 American Academy of Neurology annual meeting. Let's hear from her now.
My presentation is going to be on climate change effect on neurologic infections, which is what I specialize in. So my presentation is going to be more focused on how the epidemiology of various infections that can affect the nervous system has changed over time. And we know that back in the 1980s, there were very few emerging infections, new infections at the time. HIV had just been discovered. And there are these epidemiologic maps that have shown how over time, there have just been an exponential increase in new infections that have been documented. I think a lot of this, and this has been shown in many studies, is due to human population density increasing. So the more population dense urban areas are, the more likely several infections can be transmitted between humans. And then also with expansion of a lot of urban areas, especially with population growth, humans are now living in areas that were not populated before. So they're coming into contact with different animal reservoirs for infections that humans weren't previously exposed to. So that's another reason that these infections have been increasing over time. But then more related to climate health, with increase in temperatures, a lot of these infections that are carried by various insects, like tick-borne illnesses, for example. So Lyme disease used to just be concentrated in the Northeast. And the tick that carries Lyme disease, the Ixodes tick, it was only active in the summertime. But now with a rise in global temperatures, the summers are extending outside of what's considered like the summer months. So now these ticks are more active from like March all the way to October, sometimes depending on how hot it is. Also, another example, mosquito-borne illnesses too, like malaria, West Nile virus, Japanese encephalitis, like these are all mosquito-borne infections that can cause serious neurologic consequences. And as a consequence of climate change, because there's been a rise in global temperatures, mosquitoes are more active in months where they previously were not active because warmer temperatures set up a nice environment for the mosquitoes to be active. So I think one thing that's important is improving surveillance of these emerging or re-emerging infections, because the CDC or the Center for Disease Control, they have great surveillance strategies, but there are many new emerging infections. So COVID is a perfect example. There are new emerging infections that maybe we're not as aware of. So I think improving surveillance strategies of these different new infections is important. So that's something that I think neurologists and epidemiologists and public health specialists could definitely help with. And then the other thing that I think is important too, and of course we saw this during COVID, is that neurologists and physicians in general can advocate for better vaccination programs to reduce the risk of new emerging infections and then promoting vaccination amongst their patient population. So I think specific to neuroinfectious diseases, those are two things that I think neurologists could get involved in. And of course, just talking about climate change in general, there's a lot of like personal things that of course people can do to reduce their carbon footprint. But also I think something that's important is advocating for better public policies to mitigate the effects of climate change in general, especially like physicians who are seen as leaders in society for making change. I think physicians especially play an important role in advocating for different public policies to be passed to reduce the effects of climate change.
That was Dr. Monica Maria Diaz discussing the effects of climate change on neurologic infections. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.